The Money Show.
Ad feature.
To Brendan Seary now, Orchids and Onions editor with our Heroes and Zeros. And I there's been some criticism of your hero this week, Brendan Seary, but I liked it. I thought it was warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I think it's always a danger, Bruce, if you are a well-known personality and you lend your own personal brand to a particular piece of marketing, even more so if you're a journalist. So I think it was kind of either brave or foolish of Derek Watts of Carte Blanche to do so. But I think he's never done any of this kind of thing, as far as I know, in his career, which is what, the best part of 40 years now.
38.
So for him to kind of go and take the lighter side of life and take part in a Castle Light ad, which is actually very cool. And it shows you a totally different side to Derek Watts. Even as he himself says, he's kind of wondering because he thinks people might think he's a little bit uptight and not cool. So he shows pretty clearly that he can actually party down with the rest of the people as well as anyone else. And I think it's quite, it worked very well for me because it showed Derek Watts chilling out, and it was a perfect foil for Castle Light. But obviously he can't do too much of that because that would be where his brand would go. And it's got a lot of people talking, and I think that's the trick in when you do some advertising and it starts going viral and people start sharing it on social media, your ad budget then gets to what the military call a force multiplier. So whatever you spend gets multiplied by people who share it because they love the entertainment value.
Let's have before we describe it, let's have a listen to it and then we can just give a visual representation of what it's all about. Brendan, here's Derek Watts in the streets, probably of Joburg, actually.
Yeah.
I've been on TV for 38 years. People think I'm this really serious guy.
Hello?
See what I mean? People see me and it's like, oh, it's Derek Watts. I just wanted a Sami. Maybe I am serious. But the world's a serious place.
So, what do you want?
What do I want?
And then it goes into a whole, Derek then starts dancing, which, again, you know, at that point, I was a bit started feeling uncomfortable in my own skin. But I thought he moved very nicely. Well done, Derek. And Mike Sharman at Retroactive, of course, they're the ad agency behind this, and they push for viral campaigns. They did My Creepy Teacher and other campaigns as well. And this is Derek Watts walking through the streets of Joburg, and when people see Derek Watts's face, they not quite know if he's going to shove the camera in their face, the microphone in their face, and start asking them difficult questions, so they shy away, they blink, they don't make eye contact, and Derek starts to take this a bit personally, doesn't he, Brendan?
Yeah, I think it's. Look, he comes across very well. He's kind of like the. He probably won't forgive me for. He won't forgive me for saying so, but he's like the enormous Great Dane. He kind of comes rolling up to you, and you get frightened that he's going to eat you, but in fact, he's, you know, soft as butter. And, you know, I mean, Derek is a large child, always has been. So I think he stands out. And I think it works very well because when you look at the production, it's very chilled. It's very relaxed. People seem to be getting on and it's a bit of fun. And I think that's probably what appeals the most. You're seeing a personality in an unusual situation. I know that they did have a couple of sort of discussions about it at Carte Blanche about whether they should do this or not, because he is Carte Blanche
and
he's associated with the brand.
Absolutely, and he's serious.
Yeah, and it's a serious thing. But I think they also needed to show that you know, as long as you don't overdo this kind of thing, you don't dilute the brand. I think it works well. I think it works well both for Derek and for Carte Blanche, because if nothing else, it's also in advertising Castle Light, he's also reminding people about Carte Blanche and about what he really does on the serious side of life. So I think it's a win-win all round.
It wouldn't work with every product. It wouldn't work with every business, but I think you can get away with it in terms of a brand that has got a strong presence like Castle Lite. I think it works well. Not every brand though finds itself in a happy place. And I suppose once you put your brand out into the public domain, particularly in the digital world, Brendan, I wonder how much risk there is. As Nissan found out recently when their ads started appearing in Steve Bannon, one of Donald Trump's besties, and helped with Breitbart to put Donald Trump in the White House for mercifully just one term. But the next thing, Nissan ads are appearing on his talk shows, and Nissan got a huge backlash against their presence in that environment.
Yeah, I think that's the risk that a lot of brands are running. And I see Nissan walked away from that because typical of brands, they blame the agencies. But a lot of the problem is that once the creative's done, it's then handed off. The distribution and the placing of the ad and the media placement is just out of the hands of the brand. But the problem is that these days, this animal called programmatic advertising can do a hell of a lot of damage. So this is automated decisions about where your ads go, and it often chases clicks. And your brand can end up in some really bad places. So, I mean, Steve Bannon is probably quite a decent place for a Nissan ad to end up, you know, as opposed to some kind of porno channel where a lot of them do end up, and the brand pays for it, even though the brand associations are terrible. And there's no way of monitoring that. And that's one of the biggest threats of programmatic advertising. It offers a cheap solution, but you can't control it. And I think that's what advertisers need to realize. And it's just interesting to hear you debating about the pineapple ads, because I had a semi-acrimonious discussion with some of the creatives involved this week, because I pointed out that a lot of the billboards in Johannesburg are illegal or they're being contested. And one of the biggest, the things that concerns municipal affairs in this town, in Johannesburg particularly, is illegal advertising. There's such a lot of it, and everyone's jumping on it at the moment, even big brands. And the brands, they often say, well, it's not our problem. We're not responsible for the media. But if your brand is linked in some way, shape, or form to an activity which is illegal, you're going to run the risk of it turning around to bite you in the bum. I mean, it's happening in places like Toronto. There's a very strong anti-advertising community there, and they take down billboards and they name and shame major advertisers. I don't think that's going to come in South Africa, because I think we've long since become used to tolerating illegal behavior. But I think that's the one question people don't ask. Is this billboard legal? Is it legal for estate agents to put up boards everywhere? No, it's not.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Johannesburg council bylaws are being violated. In addition, not just that, the National Roads Act, most of the billboards you see alongside highways are illegal. In fact, SANRAL's own figures show that out of all the applications for advertising alongside major roads, just 13% of them were approved. So that's another story entirely. But, I think that's the other thing. I don't think our consumer activists are at that stage yet where brands will be linked to that. But brands cannot go out and start greenwashing themselves and say, hey, listen, we're good guys.
Yeah.
And it's not our fault that our billboard's illegal. So Nissan jumped around, and they had to jump around. But I think there's this particularly is not just the digital space, but any space where if your advertising is running on a platform, that's also your brand that's up front.
You got to make sure your brand is kosher, so to speak. Thank you very much indeed, Brendan Seary. Lovely to have you. Brendan Seary is the author of the Orchids and Onions editor. That's what he is. Looking at advertising heroes and zeros. Be careful where you put your brand is the zero warning. And Derek Watts and Castle Light and Retroviral and Mike Sharman. Big carrot. No, what is it? What does he get? An orchid from Brendan Seary. And of course, gets the hero status on this week's Money Show.